famed British author Charles Dickens once wrote, "Electric communication will never be a substitute for the face of someone who, with their soul, encourages another person to be brave and true." This quote helps us reflect today on an often overlooked pattern of Jesus. As you know, Scripture gives us just a glimpse of Jesus the man's behavior and mannerisms. One quote from John's Gospel states the following: "When Jesus had said this, he raised his eyes to heaven and prayed." This was not an isolated incident, but was a typical action of Jesus at prayer. The simple act of looking upward and beginning with the word Father orientates Jesus' relationship with God. In last week's readings for the seventh week of Easter, we know that it concluded the Last Supper discourse. It was Jesus' final prayer to his Father before his disciples. And many biblical scholars consider it the very high point of the entire Gospel of John. One commentator states that the Gospel concludes the farewell discourse with a selection from which has been called the Testament of Jesus, or his high priestly prayer, one long prayer to his Father, so powerful and so poignant that it should be read in its entirety. Beautifully composed and spiritually enriching, Jesus expresses his hope for the disciples and the later community of believers. The text of the prayer makes it clear that Jesus will maintain a connection with them spiritually, if not physically, at least in the way they were used to dealing with him. When we pray to God, Jesus is telling us that we should be confident that he is also, at that very moment, raising his eyes and intervening for us. The image of an intercessor was a vital part of the whole Jewish concept of worship. You remember that once a year, the high priest enters the holiest of holiest sections in the Holy Temple and offering sacrifice for the Jewish nation. Here, Jesus is imitating that action. He is praying on behalf of us all. His prayer is one of unity, joy, and truth. And it's also a prayer of accompaniment. Jesus wants his followers to know his Father, and he is keen on being the pathway for that to occur. He makes it clear that when we pray, his own intercession as the Father's beloved Son stands with and behind our own prayers. By focusing on Jesus as intercessor, it colors how we should view the Pentecost event, the descent of the Holy Spirit upon man. Jesus was asking the Holy Spirit to dwell among humanity, to be that ultimate guide and advocate that will always answer when called upon. Perhaps when Jesus was raising his eyes to God when he prayed, he was also calling on the Holy Spirit to descend and manifest itself. We hear in today's Gospel the following: "But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming." This passage should shape our prayer and give us both courage and fortitude as we continue to live our lives today, confident that we walk with the Spirit through Jesus' invitation and command. As we transition to ordinary time this week, let us pray that we have the needed grace to begin the season spiritually strong and committed to God's path of discipleship, realizing that the Father's glory is known through the Son and his cross, as well as through the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives.